The sky is dark and cloudy, but inside Rutabaga's Comfort Food in downtown Lincoln, the light is warm and it smells like Thanksgiving. In the back, Sarah Brown and her kitchen team are bracing for the lunch rush. Brown was raised on what she calls the typical Midwestern diet. Meat, potatoes, melted cheese wherever possible. That's influenced the food she serves at Rutabaga's, which prides itself on a completely vegan menu.
But we really love those comfort foods, those foods that we grew up eating that either our grandma or mom or, you know, family members made. And when you transition to a plant-based diet, I think it's those foods that you miss the first.
Brown has been working on a plant-based Thanksgiving menu for months. This year, her team will fill over 30 catering orders for the classics, and then some, like her cranberry lentil loaf.
When you're around your loved ones for the holidays, and you've made tons of memories around grandma's table, eating all those things, I still wanted people to be able to enjoy mashed potatoes, enjoy creamed corn, but without the animal component of it.
The dish starts with the all-star aromatic base of Thanksgiving, a classic mirepoix mix.
So we've got chopped up carrots, celery, and onion. So we're going to saute them up, get them tender.
After a few minutes, Brown mixes in some kale and cooks the leaves down to reduce their bitterness. Once everything is softened, she mixes the vegetables with brown rice, cranberries, lentils, and a touch of vegan science, ground up oats and flaxseed.
When you mix it with water, any sort of moisture, it mimics, you know, what like an egg white would do, help bind things together.
The plant-based holiday option has been around for a while. Bill Shurtleff is the founder of Soy Info Center in Northern California and has been archiving the history of tofu and tempeh in the Western world for decades. He credits Turtle Island Foods with popularizing the first widespread vegan option for the holiday table, the tofurkey.
I think people love tofurkey and they love the funny name and they love the way it's been marketed and the story behind it.
The tofu-based roast hit stores in the mid-90s and for a long time was one of the few products of its kind. But these days, the market for vegan and vegetarian products is blossoming, from meats to butter and milk substitutes. According to the Good Food Institute, the plant-based food industry is worth nearly $4.5 billion, with sales climbing over 30% over the last 2 years. Shurtleff thinks the numbers are related to how products like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods advertise to omnivore or newly vegetarian audiences.
It's aimed at vegetarians who are vegetarian for just a little bit. When they're at a burger thing, they're like, oh, I think I'll take one of those meatless burgers and see what it tastes like.
But he says the holiday roast remains an interesting mainstay among vegans and vegetarians.
They want a product that they can put on the table that looks and tastes like a turkey.
Some plant-based eaters see an opportunity in passing on the turkey imitators entirely. Mitchell Allen, a Lincoln native, has been vegan for 5 years. And while he's happy to buy products like soy-based sausages or deli slices, he's thinking outside the holiday roast this Thanksgiving.
My dad's going to smoke a turkey for the meat eaters, which is everyone but me. And I'm going to be making a mushroom pot pie with wild rice, carrots, and celery, other veggies inside.
Some years, Allen has simply veganized the dishes that he already loves, like the Midwestern heavyweight green bean casserole. He followed a recipe that calls for cashews, which get soaked and ground up to form the dish's creamy sauce base. But not being beholden to the bird-centric Thanksgiving dinner spread also means getting to experiment with making different kinds of main dishes.
I made a vegan turducken once, or at least that's what I called it. I hollowed out a butternut squash, and inside I put an eggplant, hollowed that out a little bit, and I put in a zucchini and roasted it in the oven for much longer than I wanted to.
And let's be real, haven't we all flown too close to the broiler at some point? All mishaps aside, Allen gets joy out of bringing more plant-based foods to his friends and family and breaking stereotypes around vegetarian and vegan foods.
I feel like all of my friends and family eat a lot more plant-based now than they used to, and I think you can create a positive influence on other people just by demonstrating how good this food can be.
And Allen sees no better place to share the food he cares about than at the holiday table. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.